Student PBLs and small groups are scheduled in two sessions, and student attendance is required. The group typically consists of 6 to 8 students and 1 faculty facilitator. The format for Pillar 1 PBLs is slightly different than Pillar 2 small groups. In the first session of a Pillar 1 PBL, the patient case is gradually revealed to the students using sequential documents provided by the instructor. In Pillar 2 small groups, the case is driven forward by the students of the group without the use of sequential documents. A student works as scribe to record the pertinent data, while the other students work to develop a differential and identify learning issues. Beyond diagnostic reasoning, students are asked to consider pathophysiology, diagnostic testing, management, prevention, and ethical issues. In the process, all students will suggest various learning issues. Students are able to direct their own learning as the issues are prioritized and divided among group members for review later that day for small group or later that week for PBL groups. In the second session, students return with their research learning issue and each presents for 5 to 10 minutes on the assigned topic. This presentation may include a pertinent article or other evidence-based resources. The session concludes with a summary and an outcome of the case. Faculty facilitators may include basic science or clinical faculty. While they oversee the process and dynamics of the small group, facilitators should not routinely serve as content experts. In fact, cases will often fall outside of their specified area of expertise. On occasion, faculty members may briefly step out of the facilitator role to offer comment or advice.